Okay, to preface this, I posted this 2 days ago and made a massive fuck up with my title, so I deleted that one. Here it is again. When I met Josh, I was 17 and just about to graduate from high school. He worked at a coffee shop I frequented at that time, and we would talk for way longer than was probably allowed for employees to talk to customers. At the time of this story, I had long brown hair and a cute little body. My stomach was tight and I had a killer ass, still do. My tits were perky, too. I was thin and cute. I'm short and I have this really fiery personality, so fucking me is fun. Smile. Before I get into this story, let me say this: for me, this was a long play. Josh was 6 years my senior and knew my age. He was never explicitly flirty with me until I was a few months past 18. He was a great guy who I had my eye on for quite some time. Josh was the most attractive guy I'd met up until that point in my life. There was nothing particularly GQ about him, but he was as smooth as molasses and had a cute crooked smile. He's bald, tall, and he has this fantastic beard and these huge gauges. Josh is covered in tattoos and he's an artist as well, so yeah, basically who you'd expect to find in a cool little coffee shop. Like I mentioned earlier, Josh is a few years older than me. He made sure not to flirt until well after I told him I had turned 18. And even then, it took him another year and a half to take me up on my propositions. We did the whole at each other on social media thing and I found myself posting things and anticipating his like or comment on a post. Josh would rarely take the bait, much to my dismay. This coffee shop he worked at was one of those we stay open late and play great music types of places, and when I discovered he worked evening shifts, I'd swing by later and later. It got to the point where I knew he was going to be working each Sunday night, so I'd swing by and steal his time and attention while the place was empty outside of him and his co-workers. We lived in a mountainous region, and it was summertime and gorgeous. I'm a big fan of hiking, but my favorite time to go was at night during a full moon. Him and I had talked about hiking numerous amounts of times, so one Sunday night, I brought up how I was going for a hike. Josh gave me a bewildered expression and said, "Hiking at night? Are you insane?" I explained to him how great of a time it is and how it's not half as busy. He gave me this look and says, "Well, why don't I come along? Just to make sure you're safe." And winks at me with this smirk on his face. My heart started beating fast and I could feel myself start to get wet just thinking about what could happen. I knew it was finally going down that night. We talked and decided we'd take his car to his place so he could grab his hiking boots and head over to one of the trailheads I loved, and then he'd take me back to the coffee shop when we were done so I could drive home. Perfect plan. I wait anxiously for him to close, and I'm pacing the sidewalk outside, killing time on my phone. I hear him come out the side door so I walk over to meet him. I'd seen him outside of the coffee shop once or twice, but having him all to myself outside of his work was heaven. Josh walked over to me and had this big grin on his face that I couldn't help but reciprocate. He scooped me up into a hug and managed to pick me up and spin me around, arms wrapping around my hips as my arms tangled around his neck. "I'm so excited," he said as he put me back down. I still remember him so clearly in this moment. He smelled like sweat and coffee, he had his hat on backwards, had his backpack slung over his shoulder. And I had all his attention. Plus he hadn't taken his hands off of my hips yet. So that was getting me all riled up. He dipped his head down to meet mine and I closed my eyes in anticipation. Almost like he knew what I was expecting, his lips met my ear for a brief instant and he said finally, "I get you to myself." I opened my eyes as he was leaving my space and just smiled at him and laughed. He led the way to his car, clutching my hand as I took extra steps to match his long strides. We were both excited and it showed. We drive over to his place and he brings me in with him. Every inch of his tiny apartment screamed Josh to me. It was very laid back and relaxing, inviting you to stay for a while. He had an art studio, which he proudly showed me, as well as a kitchen and a living room. As I was gawking at his art, he went to the kitchen and grabbed us some beers. He came back and told me a little about each piece of his and his methods. To this day, he's one of the most talented artists I've seen. But this ain't about his art. As he's pointing out details to me, he gets really close behind me and presses his body flush against mine and puts his head close to mine and points at random stuff. I don't remember what it was he was showing me, he was so close to me and breathing on my neck. For some reason, he didn't make his move then. And neither did I. So we eventually end up in his living room, and we're both on his couch. I was a lightweight in these days, and this 7% alcohol content had me tipsy. We had completely forgotten all about night hiking as we were sitting there, just completely engrossed in one another. We kept laughing about dumb shit and I kept pretending like I wasn't trying to touch him and get closer to him. Josh and I have very similar humor, so we were going back and forth being smart asses and it turns into one of those "oh yeah? Yeah" types of arguments. We're cracking up and he leans in and kisses me. The mood shifted instantly from funny to fuck me right here right now. Side note, funny guys are dangerous. Someone said on Twitter, one second you're laughing and the next second your clothes are off. It's very, very true. This kiss was phenomenal. He had these soft pillowy lips and he was gentle with the tongue as well as the biting. A great kisser is excellent at both of these things, and he got me so worked up. He pulls me into his lap and I feel his semi-hard dick for the first time through my tiny hiking shorts. He was genuinely pretty big and yes, everyone on Reddit says this, but he was easily 7 inches. His dick wasn't thin, but he wasn't the girthiest either. I was just fine with what I was given. Josh has hands all over the place. He's kissing my neck and his hands are on my ass, just squeezing and grabbing whatever he can grab and slapping my ass while simultaneously pushing me down to meet his hips. We start slow grinding on one another and he's being vocal, which got me very wet. He was the first guy I'd been with who had enough confidence to moan and groan and tell me how good I felt. I throw my head back as his dick is hitting just right on my clit, and he grabs my hair in his hands and holds my head there and pulls me towards him so he can kiss and give me love bites on my neck. His tongue is driving me mad, he knows just how to use it and when to add more pressure. He stops suddenly and before I can get mad he says arms up and, being obedient, I did as I was told and he stripped me of my tank top. My tank top had a built-in bra with it, so I was naked underneath. I don't know that he was expecting that because he sees my bare tits and lets out a slow fuck me. As he holds them in each hand. As I mentioned before, I'm doing okay in both the tits and ass department with plenty to go around. He puts them together and takes my left nipple into his mouth, causing me to let out a deep moan. He started teasing and sucking and biting, occasionally letting go to blow air onto where his tongue had just left and switch over to the right. He kept his attention on my tits for quite some time. His eyes were locked on mine as he was doing this, driving me crazy. I reached behind me and into his lap and started teasing him through his shorts. I gently stroked him through the fabric of his shorts and boxers, gently tracing little lines all around his shaft and getting him worked up. He was doing such a good job of sucking on me, and I wanted to suck on him for a while. I pulled his head away and gave him a passionate kiss before I got on my knees before him. I pulled off his shorts first and kissed all around his tattoos on his thighs. I slipped my hand up the leg of his boxers and used my nails to gently trace him as I worked my way closer to his dick. I finally just went for it and pulled him out of his boxers. He stood up to get his feet out of his shorts and boxers and his dick nearly hit me in the face. It was pretty funny and we had a quick laugh before I started stroking him while he was still standing up. Finally, I had this gorgeous man standing above me in his most vulnerable position. His dick was throbbing in my hand and I paused to look up at him. His eyes were already on mine and he had this look on his face. He was slack-jawed, but as my tongue hit the top of his cock, he bit his lip and let his head roll back as I sucked on him for the first time. Not to brag, but I give really great head and I used to be really sloppy with it. I went slow for the first few moments, but I soon had his dick in my throat and his balls were being teased by my tongue. He grabbed my hair as I kept going and eventually started guiding me, just using my mouth. He would do this thing where he'd hold me down on his dick, wait for me to look up at him, and let me off of him for some air. I really enjoyed this, he was so fucking sexy. He kept saying the dirtiest shit I'd heard up until that point, things like "you're such a fucking cock slut and how's my dick taste, huh? You want this dick?" I would bob my head vigorously as if to signal yes, and he understood my message. He was so sexy, I knew I had to have all of him right then. I pull his cock out of my mouth and climb into his lap. We just enjoy the feeling of our bodies being this close, us being this intimate, this moment all together, just staring into each other's eyes for a moment or two, biting back the smiles that were taking over our faces. He was so beautiful to me in that moment. I wanted him for so long, finally I had him. He rolled me onto my back and left me for a brief minute as he slipped away to grab a condom, and he comes back and is as hard as steel. He has the wrapper in between his teeth, opening it with the assistance of his hands, and he just stops. He looks at me like I'm fucking glowing and I kind of was. Not only was his apartment hot, but I had my hand on my clit, rubbing lazy circles as I was waiting for him. He stepped up to me and slipped his dick into my mouth and told me to keep touching myself. I got really into it, teasing his tip and grabbing my tit as I was playing with my clit. After sucking him off for a moment, he pulls me up to my feet. He pushes his couch and it transforms into a futon. We laughed over the fact that he had a futon and agreed on how it was super convenient for the moment. I climb onto the now mattress and turn onto my back. He slips the condom on and joins me. He folds my legs at the knees and puts his hand on the back of my thigh as he slides his cock inside of me for the first time, slipping in slowly. We both let out loud moans and he starts thrusting slowly. I open my legs up more to him and just watch him push into me over and over again. I finally look up at his face and he's slack-jawed again, just watching me, gauging my reaction. I smiled at him and he laughed. He says I've dreamt of this moment for so fucking long, I'm just in awe that it's happening, and I assured him I was in the same mindset. He leant down to meet my lips and threaded his hands in my hair again. He pulled my hair back and slathered my neck in wet kisses and nibbled on me, easily earning moans from me. He slipped out of me and slid his hand under my back and flipped me over onto my stomach. I pushed myself onto my knees and kept my forearms down on the bed, arching my back for him. He slid back into me and started fucking me from behind. Doggy style is my favorite, but Josh was the one who fueled my addiction for having someone pulling my hair in that position. He grabbed me so forcefully and started fucking pounding into me. He trailed his nails down my back and let his hand slip down to my clit and started rubbing me as he was slamming into me. I let his name tumble out of my mouth over and over again as I came around his cock. I went limp and he let himself slip out of me as I regained myself, just lying on the futon, basking in that post-orgasmic glow. He grabbed a glass of water and came back to me in the same position. He hoisted me back up and this time, I pushed myself up onto my palms. He started kissing my thighs and spreading my ass apart. He licked all of me, letting his tongue slip close to my ass a few times. It was different than anything I'd felt, and I didn't know how to react. I think he could sense I hadn't had any type of ass play in my life, so he focused on the main course and went to town. He definitely wasn't shy in any aspect, but especially not in eating pussy. And being damn good at it, I came after a minute or two of him sucking on my clit. He told me later he could feel my orgasm and loved it, so that's when he decided to slip a finger or two into me. I came again easily from all of the stimulation and he could tell I was capable of more, so he did some weird fucking combo with his hands and his tongue. It felt so amazing, and I came the hardest I have ever come. My entire body gave out, and he quickly flipped me over to my back again and resumed his combination. I was still coming and he started using his other hand to furiously rub my clit with a few fingers. At this point, I was losing my mind, screaming so loud and my eyes were screwed shut with my head thrown back as he went crazy on me. I finally stopped coming after, 3 minutes and he finally unlatched his lips from my pussy. He sat back and used the back of his hand to wipe my cum off of his mouth and his beard and just chuckled as we looked at each other. He got up and said, "Fuck, the good booty, that was the hottest thing I've ever experienced." He grabbed me by my thighs and pulled me to him. He let himself slip back into me with ease, going slow again, knowing that's all I needed. I could tell he was going to come after a minute, so I told him to go for it and use my pussy. He started thrusting into me, fast and hard, and I came with him when he did. He slipped out of me and rolled over next to me. We just laid there and I did the most natural thing, I put my fist up for a bump. He lost it, laughing at my dumb gesture and rolled into my side and grabbed my face as he kissed me, laughing with me. We started talking and he got back up and grabbed me a glass of water from the kitchen. He came back and I pointed out a giant spot on the bed, asking what it was from. He raised his eyebrows and said, "You, duh." I was incredulous and questioned when that happened. He was stunned that I didn't know, telling me, "The good booty, you squirted twice." I almost didn't believe him, but he reassured me he wasn't lying. Why else would it be the hottest thing I've ever seen? He questioned, and I realized he was right. I had squirted for the first time in my life. And the second time. I left an hour later, after a quickie shortly following that first round. I think talking about how hot it was got us both worked up again. Josh is still a part of my life. We fooled around for a couple of months after that, but it slowed down after a while. He made me realize my body was capable of so many feelings and much more than I had ever realized before him. I'll always be grateful for the things he taught me and the person he was.